Blaine and Mickey, 104.5 The Zone. Here's the thing. You can come as you are to this show. We're happy to have you every day from 1 to 3. Zach Bingham joins us now from A to Z Sports. Are you our brother? How do we say this?
Yeah, he's our brother from another mother.
There you go. Blaine's got it.
Blaine was ready for that.
Yeah, he was locked and loaded.
Okay. Our brother from another mother, Zach Bingham, joins us now from A to Z Sports. Hey, you and Austin have the most searing, steamy hot takes. I'll give you a hot take topic right off the top, and this can just be off the cuff. Should the Cardinals re-sign Albert Pujols for the rest of this year because he just got cut in L.A.?
I just saw that. The alert came in on my phone, and my wheels started turning. I didn't realize the Angels were that bad, but they are. And I don't know. That's it. It's kind of a nice full circle story if that is the case.
Yeah, well, full circle story of $253 million he made 10 years from there. Then the $200 million he made from the Cardinals.
Right.
He's a half a millionaire. I mean, well, after taxes, about $250 billion.
Yeah, after California taxes are higher. Yeah.
After taxes. Fantastic. Well, I don't know, man. I'm a nostalgic old Cardinals fan. And the thought of Pujols and Yachty and Wainwright one last run, I'm telling you, man, that gives me goosebumps thinking about it. So I'm hoping they do that.
He loves for the love story to end nicely.
That's what I want. Yeah. I like a rom-com, and this is a rom-com of three people in love with each other, Yachty and Waino and Return of Albert. I want this to happen. Zach Bingham joins us. All right, we all wanted the draft to happen, and I'm curious to get your thoughts as we get started overall on the Titans draft.
I think diagnosing it after the dust has kind of settled, John Robinson was very deliberate in what he wanted to do and what he did do. And I think first and foremost, from this offseason, he had to completely redo the defense. And he did that through free agency. And then that was confirmed through all of their draft picks. And then, you know, in the second round, I think was the biggest shock of the draft, in which they take Dylan Radins from North Dakota State at that tackle position. That is amending the mistake that is Isaiah Wilson.
Had you heard of him before the draft, Zach? I don't want to cut you off, but you heard of him?
No. but that's not surprising. Like, sometimes that does happen. Obviously they targeted and looked at the guys that were on their board. He was one of them, and they had to amend the pick. That, look, anytime you miss on a first round pick, it will come back and haunt you. Anytime you miss on a second round pick, a la Kevin Dodd, it will
still haunt
come back and hurt you. And they are just trying to make up that missed pick a lot earlier. And instead of taking a wide receiver, which I thought we all thought that they were going to do in the second or even the third round, instead they did the makeup right tackle move.
Zach Bingham joins us, A to Z Sports, here on Blaine and Mickey, our brother.
Yeah, since we're, you know, talking to our brother from another mother, you know, what did you think about Fitzpatrick? I like him as a player, Dez, wide receiver from Louisville, but I thought they gave up a little too much going up to get him. And it seems like that was a desperate, you know, panic move because they hadn't got the receiver yet. He could probably turn out to be a really good player. I don't know if he can even be the number three guy, maybe even number two guy. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, he's in a great spot because he's going to a team that doesn't really have a lot of notable depth, right? That he can really make a move, and training camp is going to get his opportunity to see if he can be in that number one slot. I think it confirmed what the Titans think about Josh Reynolds and the contract, even though it was just 1 year, $1.75 million. They obviously think he's wide receiver two behind AJ Brown. But to be honest, I think, and this is, you talk about hot takes, Mickey. This is my take of the draft. I think that the Tennessee Titans draft changed in the third round. When they traded away their 85th overall pick to the Packers, in which they took Amari Rodgers, I think they kind of got had by pick number 81, 82, and 83. And if you go back,
who would that pick?
Hunter Long was taken by the Dolphins, tight end out of Boston College. Mike Vrabel has ties there.
Yeah.
Miami Brown, wide receiver out of North Carolina. By the Washington football team. There's your wide receiver that was highly touted, had really, really good stats.
Good stuff. In
North Carolina.
And then the guy that Blaine and me liked, the tight end, go ahead and hit him with this.
Tommy Trimble out of Notre Dame. Those three picks forced the Tennessee Titans to shift. And they found a trade partner in Green Bay. And I don't know this. This is my personal opinion. Diagnosing it and kind of reading the tea leaves and what John Robinson said after the press conference or after the draft in his press conference and before the pre-draft press conference, that was the game-changing moves of the draft where he had to change it. And I don't think that it was the draft that they thought it was going to be because of those three picks.
Good stuff, man. Man, I didn't watch it live, but hearing that, I completely agree with that because I don't know why we drafted Monty Rice so high and he wasn't coveted to be that high of a pick. And the sense of urgency to get a linebacker, Grant, I know both of their contracts are up after this year. I've talked about that numerous times, but I'm not going to take a guy in the third round. He must have been the highest rated guy on their board. I mean, I love Molden, but Rice, that was a curveball.
They're replacing Rashawn Evans. That's what they just told us, right? I mean, the actions speak louder than words. And you see from them not picking up Rashawn Evans' fifth-year option to drafting an inside linebacker that high, I think we can kind of tell what they think about Rashawn Evans. Now, he may pop like Corey Davis did last year and have his best year of his career, but the problem is that he's probably going to go elsewhere and get more money from another team if he has the best year of his career because they didn't pick up his fifth-year option. So that tells me they kind of drafted under but over Rashawn Evans because Rashawn Evans is a first-round pick that had a disappointing year last year for a first-round pick.
No doubt about it. One with A to Z, Zach Bingham. I guess one more for me, and then that is, you know, they've signed some guys today. You know, and then Fred Brown and the receiver that's not played very much. Not to say that he won't be solid, but has there been anything that kind of bothers you or annoys you or things that you liked maybe about the Titans draft, offseason moves, free agency signings that you want to get off your chest that you haven't got off your chest on our show, the Blaine and Mickey show, that really just tethers you all the time and you just like, oh my God, I got every time it gives me chill bumps, I'm so pissed.
I mean, I'll tell you, it starts at the top of the draft. It's Caleb Farley. That is a massive risk after you just botched your first round pick in Isaiah Wilson. You're now taking a massive chance on a guy with two back procedures that, I mean, he re-injured the thing in training after a powerlifting injury to start the thing. And I understand the value. He would not have been there at 22 had he not had those back procedures. But you're now, I mean, that's the future. I look at the first round draft picks by John Robinson. Look, he has had some dynamic picks in his career as general manager of the Tennessee Titans. He drafted Derrick Henry in the second round, who has been and is the best running back in the NFL. Credit where credit is due. But his first round picks, he doesn't sign them to extensions. He doesn't sign them to second contracts. Jeffrey Simmons is probably the guy that will get a second contract. It's trending in that direction. But all the other guys, Corey Davis, no. Adoree Jackson, he picked up his fifth-year option, but then he cut him. So if you go down the line, Jack Conklin, he didn't get a second contract from the Titans. Your first-round pick, you have to draft for 8 years, not for four. And that's been a big flaw in the first round for John Robinson as general manager. And now you're taking another risk after the, I have to hold my tongue, of the disaster that is Isaiah Wilson, not even playing football, somewhere in Miami wearing a panda pendant. And now you have Caleb Farley, who has a lot of question marks. Now he can prove everybody wrong with his play, but he's working behind the eight ball going before he's even played a snap in the NFL.
Okay. Well, what grade do you give John Robinson? Not for this draft, just in his career as a GM with the Titans.
Oh, as a general manager, I'll tell you both. This year, I give him a C plus because I think there's a lot of question marks. Overall, as a general manager, and look, the three of us talking, we all know what the Titans were. A lot of people listening to 104.5 The Zone right now, they remember Mariota being drafted and Zach Mettenberger and Ken freaking Wisenhunt and that disaster, right? So John Robinson has brought them a long way. I think he has been an A general manager. He took them to an AFC championship game. He's made really tough decisions in getting rid of Malarkey and hiring Mike Vrabel and putting pieces in place. Nobody's a perfect GM. But for this franchise and where they were and where they are, that's an A job.
Yeah, and he got Tannehill too, which is the most important position, no doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. We're on the, with A to Z, Zach Bingham.
So we talked about a lot of things that you don't like.
Asked me the questions. What I don't like, I'll tell you.
We put on a fire suit when you come on, and we ask for the flames. Yes, I mean, we're engulfed in flames right now. That's what we wanted from this visit. So, no, you're delivering the goods just as we knew you would. So let's hose down the fire some with maybe what you did like. A lot of people seem to like the Elijah Molden pick, great value. That seems like a good one. Blaine likes him. I mean, he played DB in the NFL. He likes that dude. I like that dude. What do you say?
I like that this draft had an identity. And so I'll put it all in encompassing. You can question a lot of these picks, but at least I understand what John Robinson was trying to do. And we've talked through them, right? Like Monty Rice, I get that could be Rashawn Evans's replacement, especially with Jayon Brown only being in a 1-year contract worth $5.3 million. I understand Dylan Radins drafting him for the mistake of Wilson. Caleb Farley, I understand that, and I think a lot of that was influenced by the success that is Jeffrey Simmons. Backs and ACLs are different, but they found value from a guy that was probably a top 10 pick in the 20s. I understand that. In the bottom half of the draft, they went to go get wide receiver, as we talked about, Des Fitzpatrick. He's going to get opportunity. Racy McMath out of LSU. I mean, he didn't get a lot of playing time, understandably, because he just had some really bad dudes in front of him by the names of, you know, Jefferson, Jamar Chase, the list goes on, Terrence Marshall Jr. So maybe he's going to get opportunity. But after things settled, I understood what John Robinson did. And because I just gave him an A grade as a general manager as a whole, there's some trust already built in there that he knows what he's doing.
Okay. Rashad Weaver, a lot of people like that draft pick. Then things happen, extenuating circumstances. What, the day after the draft, we start to find out, or 2 days after, we start to find out about something that went down in Pittsburgh and some legal trouble and all that stuff. Should the Titans have known about that? Should the Titans, should he not have been picked? Should they have had that knowledge? Or do you say the way the events went down, you don't think they should have known? Or it's okay they didn't know.
It's a great question. There is a timeline, but the answer is yes, they should have known. They're a $1 billion corporation. You have $1 billion, hire somebody to find that out.
Yeah.
You guys give me $1 billion, I can find out whatever the hell I would need to find out, right?
Yeah.
And they didn't do that up until the pick. And when you draft a guy, you only get so many selections in the draft. There's only, 250 around that picks in the entire draft. You have to get them right. You have the pick of the litter of 32 teams in 7 rounds. You have to know who you're drafting and what they've done. It was 2 weeks prior, right? It wasn't like it was the night before. You have to do your research because there is public relations. There is a website called twitter.com. They know that there's a firestorm coming and they didn't protect it themselves. And they're going to, They've already felt the aftermath. I will say this. I wouldn't be surprised. This is my personal opinion. I've read the story. It has to play out in legal terms. But we've seen this before in the NFL. Guy, athlete gets in trouble. Court date set. This happened in May, really mid-April. They got time, right? So they're going to let things kind of settle down. And the court system or a possible settlement may come to fruition, then they just delay his contract signing if that in fact gets resolved. I think that's a wait and see process. It's no excuse not to know before you draft a guy. But I think, again, I'm just being honest because we've seen this before. That's kind of how I feel that they're waiting to see if it plays out that way in their benefit.
I got to ask you this, Zach, then. How in the heck do you give him an overall A for his whole totality as a GM when he botched that? Then it's his responsibility whether he had somebody else do it or not, as well as the Panda pick. The Panda pick is you botched that? That's a fireable offense.
Well, so yeah, and fair, those are specifics, but when you asked me overall grade, I actually took a step back. You can't see me, but I took a step back and okay. I said,
this is Zoom. Yeah.
I said, where did they start? They were picking number one overall and number two overall. Where have they just come from? AFC championship appearance and AFC South championship.
Yeah.
Or champions, right? They won the division for the first time since 2008.
Yeah.
That's progress. That's really good progress. Now, good to great. You know, we heard that. They've gotten to a point. Now the real work begins. Super Bowl window is real. Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill's contract is real. AJ Brown will have to be signed next year. That is real. Over the next 2 to 3 years, you better find a way to beat Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. And whoever the hell's coming up behind you, like the Indianapolis Colts. And let me tell you, Trevor Lawrence and Urban Meyer, I've said this, if they hit, big trouble on the horizon in the AFC South. The time is now. So he's done an outstanding job to take them from ground zero to perennial playoff contender.
But that's now, the easy part, though.
Say again?
If you weigh it, that's the easier part. And when I say the easier part, but the harder part is to maintain and continually be a contender from here on out. And you botched two picks the last 2 years?
I know. Mickey mentioned it, though. And or both of you guys did. They got the quarterback that they believe in.
Yeah.
Key, they believe in. They signed Ryan Tannehill to a $100 million contract. Actions speak louder than words. That tells us they believe in number 17 to get them to where they need to be, and so they can build around him. They got to give him help, more help than, you know, third and fifth round picks and wide receiver, but they have to give him help, and they can, and they've got a couple of years to do it.
Fred Brown.
Right? Yeah.
Well, downtown Fred Brown.
They got to get better wide receivers than that. No disrespect to Fred Brown, but they need guys that have the AJ Brown mindset and mentality. Go grab the ball and find the pylon. Once you get those guys, those dogs on the field, that's when you really start to succeed. And eventually Tannehill and Derrick Henry are going to need some help because they're going to age just like everybody.
No doubt about it, man. Well said, Zach. One more thing. Since we're talking about Tannehill, what do you think about all this nonsense that the Titans were on the list for one of Aaron Rodgers? You know, and I love Aaron Rodgers. Don't get me wrong. I like Tannehill a lot, too. But I don't know if you're going after Aaron Rodgers right now at this point.
You know, that's ESPN.com offseason talk, right? I mean, that's just called what it is.
We all talked about it. It worked.
It worked. Yep. Look, yeah, it's fun to dream, right? It's what fans are. It's what football is. Hope. You know, the season's over. Now, you know, the Bucs were champions last year. Now it's anybody's game. It's fun to think about, but it's, I think, a pipe dream because the Titans signed Tannehill to that contract. That tells me something. I don't think they want to give up what the Packers want for Aaron Rodgers. I think the Packers don't even know if they do or do not want Aaron Rodgers. I still think that that's being figured out. But if you can get Aaron Rodgers for a price that you feel comfortable with, I am all for that because as an NFL great, and as we've seen in sports, guys like that, cerebral quarterbacks or athletes, can get you over the top. The Titans are right there. They're trying to get over the top. Do I think it will happen? No, I do not. But history shows that if you get that type of guy, he'll get you to where you want to be. Ask LeBron James last year for the Lakers. Ask Tom Brady. We've seen it before, and it can happen again, but I think that's just ESPN.com getting millions of clicks to throw seven franchises out there so seven fan bases click on that article.
Wow, man. Zach Bingham bringing the heat from A to Z Sports, the brother from another mother.
No doubt. Zach, great stuff. People can follow you and at Bada underscore Bingham. There's always great content. You're always putting stuff out there and putting out the A to Z content. People can find you there. A to Z Sports, Nashville.com, correct? Is that right here? Okay, good deal, man. We appreciate the time as always. Fantastic stuff. You did exactly what we wanted you to, man. Thank you. We'll do it again soon.
Thanks, guys. Talk soon. Oh.